Stay up to date on the green and gold all off season. The Green and Gold Fix podcast is brought to you by Potawatomi Casino Hotel. Luxury stay, elite play, unwind in sophisticated comfort. Win big, dine, and experience the events in Milwaukee.
Chewy, no game today, but he will be back tomorrow. Chewy is in Florida, which again, directly goes against what I understood about Chewy's arrangement with Florida. But he's got some broken stuff down in Florida, so he's taking care of it. The old rules of three, we put it on the Jen, Gabe, and Chewy Twitter poll this morning. Do you believe in the law of threes, the rule of threes, where if one thing happens, then another thing happens, you just assume a third thing is coming down the conveyor belt, coming down the pipeline? Let's get to Jordan Love again. We were just talking about his engagement. Congratulations to him. But if you are tired of there being congratulations and compliments and plaudits thrown towards Jordan Love, I don't know what to tell you. Those are just going to keep coming. The most recent was from Greg Cassell, who was on with Wilde and Tausch on Friday after Jen, Gabe, and Chewy, who was also complimenting the quarterback of the Green Bay Packers. High praise. But we're trying to figure out exactly what it means in relationship to success in the NFL. So first and foremost, let's take a listen to what Greg Cassell had to say on Wilde and Tausch about Jordan Love's physical traits.
After I watched Jordan Love, not his last year in college, but his next to last year, because his last year they changed coaching staffs. He was clearly an uncomfortable player. But after his second to last year in college, I said that this guy had really high-level traits. And, you know, he got the chance to start last year, and it really started to show up. And like I said, he's a top three or four quarterback in the league just in terms of physical traits.
Chew, your reaction to that assessment of Jordan Love.
Top three? Well, who's more gifted athletically? I would say Lamar. Mm-hmm. Would you guys agree with that?
Mm-hmm. We'll stop you if we disagree. How's that sound?
Okay. I mean, just athletically, because Kyler Murray is more athletic than Jordan Love. Would you guys? I'm not saying he's a better quarterback, but if we're just saying from an athletic standpoint, not statistics and things like that, I would say Kyler Murray is a better athlete than Jordan Love.
Really?
I would say you could say in pure athleticism, but when you're talking about physical traits, you're talking about like
football.
Yeah, like arm strength, so what, all that. So I think the three that you could say pretty much without a doubt are Patrick Mahomes, Josh Allen, and Lamar Jackson. Those three, I think there's no question. Now, there's guys with faster 40 times. Anthony Richardson is like the most athletic quarterback literally ever, along with Cam Newton. But right now, those are the three you would say pretty much without a shadow of a doubt are the top three in terms of physical traits.
What about C.J. Stroud?
Not as good of an athlete.
You don't think so?
He's pretty good, but not in that same vein.
See, what I don't love about this is the nebulousness, right, of physical traits. Because to Chewy's point, he immediately interpreted it as, well, Kyler Murray, what an athlete. We've seen him. Right, but does that apply to the quarterback position? I think we're trying to narrow it down to the physical traits required to be an NFL quarterback. I think you're right from a physical trait standpoint. Mahomes, Lamar, Josh Allen. But Josh Allen, it hasn't translated into the type of success that we have thought it would lead to. So is this supposed to be... You'd rather have them have the physical traits than not have the physical traits, but there's still no guarantee that physical traits, and that's the compliment that Cassell is giving the quarterback of the Green Bay Packers, is going to lead to Super Bowl wins because for the likes of Lamar Jackson and Josh Allen, it has not yet.
But is he trying to say that he's a top five quarterback without saying it? Because he's not.
The way
I'm just blown away that after nine games... They're elevating him so far up the list. And they were a great nine games, don't get me wrong. You know, but there's hitters in baseball that hit 380, and then at the end of the year, they're hitting 280. You know, it's just a sample size. I guess I don't understand what Cosell's trying to say here. Is he just trying to say, based upon combine numbers, he's a top three? Because I don't know if I can agree with that.
What I interpreted this as and the way I read it was Jordan Love has the physical tools, arm strength, escapability, athleticism, that if all the other stuff that takes to be a quarterback, the reading defenses, the, you know, knowing your offense, all that type of stuff, that he could be top five. So he's saying if with what the Packers have right now, they have a quarterback who has the ability to be in the conversation for like the MVP year in and year out, much like those three other guys we mentioned prior to him. What I think is the point here is they have a guy who can do it. Can Jordan be all the other things? Because like if you think about Kirk Cousins, no one would ever say this about him. He's a pretty good quarterback and gets the most out of his physical abilities, but what limits him is his lack of athleticism in comparison to some of the other better guys.
But have we overrated athleticism? So, like, when you talk about Tom Brady, who is the greatest to have done it, obviously, because he's got the rings to back it up, nobody would ever say Tom Brady is top three or four in the league in physical traits. They just wouldn't. But he figured out a way to not only get his team to the Super Bowl, but win the whole dang thing over and over and over again. So I guess my question to you two this morning is, how important are physical traits in actuality to winning a Super Bowl?
Well, it certainly helps. I mean, I would call Aaron Rodgers in his heyday a really good athlete.
Oh, yeah.
A great athlete. Would I call him better than Brett? Was he a better athlete than Brett? I mean, Brett was so good at his escape. Yeah, Rodgers was too. His escapability and had the ability to make plays off of that. Maybe that's a push.
Just imagine how Brett would have been if he was subscribing to like the Brady diet, right? Like
a few less cold ones
instead of the Frankie Winters diet. Yeah, he'd have been a lot. Would have been a hell of a lot better.
The one,
but I mean,
Brett has his arm strength.
Where would you put Caleb Williams on this list? Even though there's nothing on film of him playing in the NFL right now. I thought Cosell was saying from a standpoint of combine. If you look at Caleb Williams' combine numbers, I bet they're better than Jordan's.
So what you're saying is you could find more than four quarterbacks in the league right now who you believe possess better physical traits. Again, that's Cosell's phrase. I'm not exactly sure what it means. We're trying to sort of interpret it and figure it out than Jordan Love. I mean, people on the talk and text line are also throwing Justin Herbert out there. Were we remiss by not mentioning Justin Herbert as one of the guys with the physical traits Cosell is referring to?
That's the one I'd say is probably four there when he's saying three to four. If you were to not put Jordan Love there, Justin Herbert is among the best athletes. It's just he's so tall, people don't take him as that, but he doesn't run as much. But he is, yes, all those things.
But what's Jordan Love's strong suit? I mean, 40? I mean, he's not uber fast. He's not Michael Vick. Arm strength? I don't even know. I mean, who's considered to have the strongest arm in the NFL right now? Mahomes? I mean, back in the day, that used to be a thing. You'd be like, hey, John Elway's arms, no one's close to it. Brett Favre's arms, nobody close to it. I don't hear that about Jordan.
All right, let me just rattle off some of the other starting quarterbacks in the league and tell me if you think that they even should be considered for top five of physical traits in the NFL. Joe Burrow is one we have not mentioned yet. Should Joe Burrow be in the top five? Is that just because of the injuries?
No, he's not a great athlete.
Deshaun Watson.
Was.
Not anymore?
He's not that old.
No, but we haven't seen good Deshaun Watson in like 4 or 5 years.
Trevor Lawrence.
No.
No.
We mentioned Justin Herbert. Tua Tagovailoa.
No.
Aaron Rodgers. I mean, I assume that because he's
not any
past
was.
40.
Yeah.
Russell Wilson. Was.
Not any longer.
No. But he was at one point one of the more physical, athletic quarterbacks under center.
Sure.
Will Levis.
No.
Kirk Cousins.
No.
Sample
Kyler
size.
Murray.
No.
Bryce Young.
Yes.
What
about Dak?
Dak
what about
is
Dak?
Next on my list.
I don't think Dak is the same.
Matthew Stafford.
Nope.
Sam Darnold.
Too old.
Nope.
Although J.J. McCarthy is also on this list as the potential starter with the Vikings. Derek Carr, Daniel Jones, Jalen Hurts, guys.
Yes.
Have we forgotten to
mention
we did. Jalen
That's
Hurts?
Very obvious.
Yeah, I was going to say, Jalen Hurts.
Yeah. So I pulled up Jordan Love's relative athletic score. As we know, you take height and weight, compare it to other guys at the same position. Jordan scored an 8.45. He has good in terms of speed. He ran a 4.74. His explosion was elite, which is pretty important in football. And yes. the where he scored poorly was the agility drills. His shuttle and three cone were either poor to just average.
All right, let me throw one more name out there, guys, as we have to wrap up this conversation. Jaden Daniels.
Yeah.
Yeah. Again, when Cassell was talking about it, he was talking about what he saw from Jordan Love in college. He threw out that one year when they were in a transition phase as they were getting used to a new coach and a new scheme. But everything we saw from Jaden Daniels is that he's a freak. So Jaden Daniels probably should get some consideration for having the physical traits, quote unquote, of being a top, I don't know, what, top six, top seven in the league?
Yeah.
And again, depending on what he does now in the NFL, you certainly could make a case that he has better physical traits than Jordan. But again, I expect Jordan to continue evolving. I expect him to take another step in his development this year, just because that's sort of how things go. I know there are people out there that believe in the sophomore slump. I know there are a lot of people that jump into our mentions every time we talk about this, saying he's going to regress this season. I think he's going to take another step. So again, 800-990-3776. Do you agree with Greg Cassell, who says Jordan Love is top three or four quarterbacks in the league in terms of physical talent? Let us know. We'll put it on the Jen, Gabe, and Chewy Twitter poll. Want to tell you guys about my friends over at St. Kate the Arts Hotel. Mark your calendar for Saturday, June 29th. It is the first ever bougie brunch inside the dark room at St. Kate the Arts Hotel. Grab a friend and experience an extravagant five-course brunch menu prepared by the hotel's executive chef. Along with bottomless mimosas, the exclusive bougie brunch experience will be held in the hotel's secret dining space known as the dark room. And if you haven't gotten to experience the dark room yet, it is fantastic, luxurious, and very enjoyable. Reservations are required. Seats are limited. So get to stkatearts.com, where you can go ahead and reserve your spot for St. Kate's very first bougie brunch on June 29th.
You are listening to Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
Any of those things, because it exceeds, it's like, I'm sorry, I'm burping up my apple right there. That's what that was. I wasn't pausing for effect. I literally was burping
my apple.
All right,
can we just go to break?
No.
On 94.5 ESPN.
To say, put the past away. Wish you would step back from that ledge, my friend.
Are you ready to upgrade the concrete surfaces in your home? Let me tell you about Showtime Floors and Floor Shield. It's used by military bases, airports, businesses, and, of course, residential homes. It's designed to beautify and protect your concrete surfaces. And look, we had Floor Shield put into our garage last week before. What a game changer. First of all, I had no idea what crappy condition my garage was in. Just think it's a garage. You know, you roll in, you roll out, you put some toys in the corner, and you call it a day. But once they swept the whole thing, repaired all the cracks, repaired all the uneven surfaces, and put the Floor Shield in, I don't know how I was dealing without it. You should check out their website. It's Floor Shield at it's ShowtimeFloors.com for Floor Shield. If you mention ESPN for free crack repair, they'll also give you 10% off. You also get a 15-year warranty against wear. When I say game changer, I'm not exaggerating. Floor Shield in our garage from Showtime Floors has made a huge difference in our space. And they can do the same for you. ShowtimeFloors.com, ShowtimeFloors.com. We got to take a break on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy, but we roll on right after this.